Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Harmonia explores George Frederick Handel's harp music with Baroque harp virtuoso Maxine Islander. Plus, the Toronto Consort performs works for Queen Elizabeth I, and More Hispano improvises on music from the Spanish and Italian Renaissance. Let's take a quick look back in time, in the Harmonia time capsule. We shuffled a deck of cards and drew the year 1750, a year of news and a year to remember. In German news, the great composer Johann Sebastian Bach died in Leipzig after an extended illness. He had been employed for many years by the Leipzig Town Council as cantor of the Thomasschule, in addition to his duties as director of music for the city's main churches. He was generally considered the finest musician to have come from the Bach family dynasty. Over in England, one of the few bridges to span the Thames River was completed in 1750. Begun just over a decade before, the new structure, known as Westminster Bridge, now connected traffic nearest the Houses of Parliament to the south. In further English news, the traveler and philanthropist Jonas Hanway returned to England after living abroad for many years, having experienced many adventures in the process. Details of his life travels were published in London 3 years after his return in a book entitled Historical Account of British Trade Over the Caspian Sea with a Journal of Travels, etc. Another bit of trivia about Hanway, he's supposedly the first Londoner to carry an umbrella, a practice more common with the French and unheard of in England. In other news from 1750, a new monarch was crowned following the death of King John V of Portugal, the third son of the deceased king and his wife Archduchess Maria Anna of Austria. Joseph I was apparently known for his devotion to the church and, surprisingly, to opera. He's said to have had one of the largest collections of operatic scores in all of Europe. In Italy, the composer Antonio Salieri was born in the Venetian city of Lenago. Salieri is best remembered as Mozart's nemesis, although the tale is mostly fictitious. Salieri was, in fact, a highly respected composer in his own right and did have a rivalry with Mozart, but not of the venomous kind found in the depictions we've seen since the 19th century. This has been a glimpse back in time to the year 1750. I'm Angela Mariani. More about Antonio Salieri and other historic events, people, and music mentioned in this time capsule can be found in Harmonia's online shop at harmoniaearlymusic.org/shop. For an audience member attending the premiere of Handel's oratorio Alexander's Feast in 1736, it must have come as a total surprise to hear a harp concerto within the drama. It was, after all, a completely novel thing to do, even for Handel. But then again, the harp is an ancient symbol and one associated with power. Remember King David or Orpheus. So a noble character playing the harp only reinforced the audience's understanding of what they saw and heard. Handel was, of course, aware of this, and while he didn't compose music for the harp very often, the few works he did write show that he knew what kind of effect it would have on his audience. The virtuoso Baroque harpist Maxine Islander also knew this when she recorded the surviving works by Handel for the harp on the Atma label. Entitled Handel's Harp, Islander collaborated with the Seattle Baroque Orchestra, directed by Stephen Stubbs, to bring together in one recording the harp music found in the oratorios Esther and Alexander's Feast and the opera Giulio Cesare, including a few extras.
Thank you.
George Frederick Handel's Concerto for Harp in B-flat Major. Maxine Islander was the soloist with the Seattle Baroque Orchestra, directed by Stephen Stubbs. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to Handel's harp music with Baroque harpist Maxine Islander and the Seattle Baroque Orchestra. Although Handel's harp concerto is known to many a harpist, the sinfonia and aria Vadoro Pupille from the opera Giulio Cesare are among the most popular excerpts from the opera. Sung by Cleopatra, the words to Vadoro Pupille are a pure expression of love and longing. I adore you, eyes, lightning bolts of love. Your sparks are welcome in my breast. Thank you. music of George Frederick Handel. The final movement from the Concerto in F Major, Opus 4, No. 5, was performed by harpist Maxine Islander and the Seattle Baroque Orchestra. Before that, they were joined by soprano Cindy Acedon in the sinfonia and aria Vadoro Pupille, I Adore You, Eyes, from the opera Giulio Cesare. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back to Harmonia. We've been hearing Handel's harp music with harpist Maxine Islander. Next, we move on to consort songs from Renaissance England. Queen Elizabeth I wasn't just an all-powerful English monarch, but a significant patron of a vibrant musical culture at her court, employing many famous composers during the English Renaissance. Also, according to contemporary accounts, the Queen herself was known on several occasions to sing, dance, and play the lute or virginal. One popular form of music heard at court was the consort song, which involved multiple singers performing newly composed songs whose themes ran the gamut from the pastoral to the erotic to suggestive.
La 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 la
Music from the English Renaissance. The Toronto Consort performed excerpts from the 2009 recording entitled The Queen, Music for Queen Elizabeth I. Music or other items purchased through harmoniaearlymusic.org/shop also support the production of this program. Next, we have a debut recording of the Spanish ensemble More Hispano on the Carpe Diem label. True to their central artistic mission, the ensemble, directed by recorder-player Vicente Parilla, focuses on improvisation, using Renaissance and early Baroque tunes from Spain and Italy as starting points. Thank you.
señora, para con damas holgar. Mi cuerpo tengo, señora, para con damas holgar.
Por la mano, tomarla por la mano, tomarla por la mano.
Vicente Parilla led the ensemble More Hispano in two Renaissance works from a featured release on the Carpe Diem label, including Diego Ortiz's Pasamezzo Moderno and Enrique de Valderrábano's Conde Claros with soprano Raquel Andueza. Each week we review recordings new and old on the Harmonia Early Music podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. Much of the music you hear on Harmonia, as well as books and early music gift items, are available online at harmoniaearlymusic.org/shop. Items purchased through links on our website also support the production of this program. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ether Game Musical Mini Quiz podcast, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.